Cassandra Quave's an ethnobotanist at Emory's Center for the Study of Human Health. She studies how plants have been used as medicine and has been focused on what we'll do in a post-antibiotic era. She began to wonder if clues might be found from our pre-antibiotic past. That's when she came across a 19th century book.
He was a botanist and surgeon, Francis Porchet, who was commissioned to write a resource book for use during the conflict because the blockade of the Confederacy blocked off their ability to get and access medicines.
The extracts that were used in field clinics during the war came from plants readily available in the eastern half of the country.
There are plants like oak bark, we have devil's walking stick, and also the tulip tree that were used during this period.
Quave's study looked at resistant bacteria and how it responded to these plant extracts.
We found that they worked not only by having some growth inhibitory activity, but they also affect the ability of the bacteria to stick to surfaces.
That's important with chronically infected wounds, and for now, that's where she pictures their primary use. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.